And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. We're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the American Angler right here. And we have the crew from the American Angler here, Brian, Ray, and Lori from that great long-range boat here at Point Loma Sport Fishing. We're going to have a great show talking some fishing with these three experts, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credits. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one of those shows I look forward to.
Wow, right?
Yeah, it's great to have the crew from the American Angler, the boss, Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Pete. Yeah. Good morning,
great
you.
To have you. And Brian and Ray, captains, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you guys. And you guys, I saw you guys up at the PCS show. You were there yesterday and the day before, right?
Yes.
And talking to people, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that good stuff.
It was, yeah. It was... very, very, it was successful.
Yes.
There was a lot of people. Everybody had a smile on their face. It was a
great
good
show.
Yes.
Yeah,
nice venue.
For sure. Yeah, really nice venue, kind of relaxed and fun. And
it's a festival.
Yeah, it is a festival.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
sport fishing festival.
Everybody walking by had a smile on their face. It was cool.
Well, yeah. I have to say, Bill DePriest and Mike Bone were really helpful, very communicative, very, when they had 7 full buildings to treat everybody like they were the only vendor, I thought I was impressed.
Yes, yeah, they were very, they did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice to see it come back.
Yeah.
Right? And nice to see things coming back. And you guys, you getting ready to go fishing?
We are, we are. You know, yeah. this is that time of year where everyone starts chomping the bit. Definitely felt it the last few days at the show. You know, everyone's itching, dying to know what Aliyar is catching on the grounds, and everyone's just got the bug. So, us included.
What is he catching on the grounds?
I believe two nights ago he had 9. I believe last night he had 9 as well.
Nice. So they're biting a little bit.
It definitely felt like one of those things, though, where it's a big ocean this time of year, especially with one guy out there. So,
yeah.
But definitely encouraging.
Yeah, and I believe the fortune got out last night, right? On a 2-day.
Not sure.
Sure.
Fortune.
Or maybe
it might have been Pacific Dawn.
Pacific Dawn. That was. I'm sorry. The Pacific Dawn.
I think
Dawn,
probably the tribute's out too.
And the tribute's out
too. And the old clay. Clay's probably out in the Old Glory. So with a little bit more help, it kind of shrinks the ocean. But still, you think about it, 4 people.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's
a big
lot of water to cover,
and with a calendar indicating that the storms are probably behind us, right? Like good weather ahead, and
definitely looks that way,
right?
I mean, I'm hoping so.
I know it's been a kind of a tumultuous winter, really. I mean, just even when it doesn't rain, that storm front comes through and kind of just messes up the ocean for a day or two. But to have that behind us and clear skies ahead,
we're ready. Are we ready for it, Lori?
Oh, we're ready.
Oh, we're ready. For sure. So, and I heard that it's not that far away, right? A lot of the bluefin that they're fishing?
It seems like, you know, because the Ted's guys always had airplanes up.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the trend that we've been seeing for the last 10 or 15 years where it's further north every year. For a while, the guys were seeing more sign between the border and the Channel Islands than they were down the Fathom Curve. So.
Interesting.
Which
makes it tough on them. Commercial, right?
Yeah, for the guys in Mexico, for sure. But, you know, those things, they move so, you know, rapidly. Their most least active state, a tuna swims 1 body length per second in order to survive. So you can imagine.
That's crazy.
150 pounders, you know, swim 5
per
feet
second.
Per second at their most least active state. So they're moving.
Wow. Yeah. And so. Is that good for us that they're close and on this side of the border?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for us because most of us have 2-day trips this time of year. So, you know, leaving in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, it gives you the opportunity to kind of be centralized before it gets dark, you know, because the whole dark jigging thing nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like early in the year, it was most of our catches were at nighttime versus daytime.
I would have to agree, for sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why do you think? Just the pattern?
That's when they were biting.
When they're biting. Yeah. So you guys have, Lori, some 2- and 3-day trips coming up in April, which is just, believe it or not, April is just around the corner, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So they're starting to feel slowly. I told the guys it's like a slow plunk right now, but we've all decided that we're going to run them light if they don't fill up all the way. Yeah, just want to get the kids working and
the chance to get on the American Angler is rare. I mean, you guys are pretty much full.
You should
the rest
come.
Of the year.
You should come in April.
I
come too, Corey. You guys have a trip.
That's an amazing harvest.
I would come. Yeah.
Take a day.
Yeah.
I have to say,
I went last. You invited me last year to go, and I had such a good time. It was so cool fishing with Ray and Brian. Yeah, it was really fun.
I'm usually sleeping at night, to be honest with you. But the harvest is amazing. I mean, to go catch 80 to 120-pound bluefin and to bring home that harvest from a 2-day, count me in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff. So they start in early April, right?
Right. And most of them have spots. You can see them online.
Okay.
And you can call, book online, text me, email me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's you have just like back-to-back trips?
It's back-to-back.
Okay. So if you look at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, you can see the schedule.
Yeah. Ray and Brian are going to be busy. And the crew is going to be busy in April and May, hopefully.
So, okay. And so... limited to normal 28?
Correct. Max.
Okay.
But I think we decided 15, 16.
We'll go.
We'll go.
You're going to go?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's fish. There's people.
Yeah. And if you have a weather window especially, which, you know, typically it's good.
Yeah. You know, last year when there was 25 knots in the forecast, we canned it.
Yeah.
We canned it.
Yeah, you guys don't mess around.
People have appreciated that.
It's one of those things that if we don't feel 100% like conditions are going to be good to make a catch and show people a good time, it's like, what's the point? Let's can it.
No one likes driving around at night at 25 knots.
No.
Going to drop, so.
Yeah. What? when do they bite better? When it's breezy or when it's flat calm?
I honestly think it's whenever they bite.
Whenever they, it doesn't matter.
We've seen,
don't know whether it's freezing.
Phenomenal fishing in all types of weather.
All weather.
Yeah.
When it's grease, of course, we like it greasy.
There's always
calm
a theory that, like, oh man, this is the albacore weather, that old thing. But it's just whenever they bite.
I like it better when it's nice weather because it's easier for everyone to participate.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's enjoyable.
What about the moon phase? Does it matter, Ray?
Ooh, to be honest, I get that question quite often, and I do have to slightly agree. There definitely has to be something, in relation. But at times there's times where we've seen it, at least in my lifetime, where I've seen phenomenal fishing in every moon phase.
Yeah.
But it definitely seems like the common denominator overall is that there is some relation to the moon phase.
Yeah, but what that relation is. Brian, a lot of times nobody really knows, right, until it bites.
The more years and more experience that I get, I figure out that we don't know anything.
Is there a pattern? Or no, I don't know.
I mean, you've seen a bite on the moon. You've seen it not bite on the moon. And in the end, it's easier to say, oh, yeah, they did well. I knew they were going to bite.
Yeah, when I was 20 years old, like I told you, the migration route and when they fart, when they eat, the whole thing. But after doing it for 40 years, I'm here to tell you we don't know anything.
You know what's crazy, Brian? Yeah. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but for all those decades, okay? And I don't mean to age you because I'm right there with you.
You and I have known each other 40 years.
But here's the crazy thing is how many damn years did you pass over that fish not realizing you could have fished it at night? I mean, that's just the craziest thing to me.
A lot,
for decades.
And not only bluefin, but I remember albacore, especially on the moon. It's like, oh, my God. Gosh. Our crew would wake us up on their wheel watch. Brian, get up and look at this. And it's like, schools after schools, and it's just, oh boy, we're gonna kill him when it gets light, and it gets light, and you can't.
It disappears.
You don't even see one. But I think looking back at it, if we were fishing a small lure,
at night.
I know, because when myself and Sam had the queen up in Morro Bay, we would idle out and fish 18 miles, 25 miles. We would leave at 11 o'clock. And so quite often we'd stop, and we would catch albacore at night and palm frets and all the different nighttime things that we catch nowadays. I'm sure we missed a lick, like you're saying.
No, but so like the albacore commercial rigs, like the jig boats or bait boats or whatever, they don't fish at night, do they? Shut down.
No, they don't. But, talking to the guys, if they have a biting school as it gets dark,
they'll continue.
They still pick into the dark. And, a lot of times back in the albacore days, how many times have we seen it, start in the pitch dark?
Mm-hmm.
But, that's when everyone's, kind of getting up, having their first cup of coffee at 4 in the morning. So, as a crew member, as a deckhand, you start chipping a few baits. And, boy, oh, shit. You could hear them, rather than see them because we didn't have all the intricate lighting systems that we all have now.
Interesting.
But we've made, pitch dark gap. It's like, you're just swinging at the splash, kind of gig. Albacore, bluefin, yellowfin, all of them.
And when you were on the Queen back in the Morro Bay era, I mean, there were some big albacore back in those days, 240, 60 or better.
Oh, yeah. We caught several 70-pounders.
Yeah.
That fishery, I'm sure it'll come back again.
I don't know. You're bringing back nostalgia.
Yeah. No, that's really fun. Speaking of which, at night, is there a period where you, with bluefin, that they bite better going into the dark, not coming out of the dark, or in the middle of the night, or is it just doesn't, you can't tell?
I think that's almost in relation to the whole moon phase thing. I definitely have to say sometimes there's a lot of relation. It's like when you're on them, right before dark, sometimes you're able to just stay established, and then it just transitions where they just go down to a million feet right at sunset, and next thing you're drifting, you're established, and they just start.
And then they come up.
Yep.
And to me, it's one of those things that, all these young operators are so good at fishing and staying on the fish. When the fleet's out there, it develops a pattern. Like when you're green bass fishing, Corey, the pattern changes. So they start biting it, this time of the day or this time of the night. And when we're out there, there's a definite pattern that establishes. Man, they start biting good at 9. It was 9 to 11 last night. And then, there's other times of the month that it's
a different pattern.
Yeah, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock is the time to be there. And
but you transitioned into that because your two-week pattern kind of dissipated and, oh, my God, okay, it's an early morning thing now and we're getting on schools that are up on the surface.
And there's so many guys doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's times when the fleet's out there, there's 40 guys. And
that's why you mentioned...
That really helps, too, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's why you mentioned Aliar out there by himself right now. It's a big ocean, and 9 a night is a beautiful, beautiful sign. Would you like to see 90? Hell yeah, but had there been maybe you know, 8 to 12 boats out there spread out, you might have found better meat or at least a better section I wanted to bite better. Maybe the upper end, lower end, whatever it might be.
Absolutely. You know, with the fleet, it's amazing that after a while, a lot of times we end up in a small 2 mile box where we're all, you know, that's where all the schools are. You venture out of that box, you don't see a single one. But, you know, with the sonars and the communication and Starlink communication,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's
on it. Yeah, you can text everybody. You can text your wife when you're in the middle of the ocean, right?
You know, Tom Green used to say it best, you know, it's like, oh, we need a plane up in the air, and then the plane would fly around, look for sign. And invariably, it's like the best sign is right where the fleet is. It's guys spread out 20, 30 miles, and, hey, I see a little sign here, and narrow it down. It's like... These young kids are Ray and Sally. They're good at it.
So you guys mentioned we talked about lights. I saw all the boats putting big fancy high powered lights on the boats. Is that to bring the schools up, or is it more just safety at night?
Everyone's got their different opinion, Ray. What's yours?
I would have to agree. Everyone's got different opinions. There's guys that drive around with their lights on, like we do. But I think it's just nice to be able to see.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you're dropping in the water, but then there's guys who are, you know, got their weird thing about driving around with their lights, so it's just different opinions.
But do they come to the light or no, in your opinion?
Sometimes I think so.
Sometimes you see them blue backing down there at night, but for an old guy like me, I think I like the lights because it offers safety to me.
Safety.
Mm-hmm. You know, people see where they're going, where they're footing in. I mean,
sure.
On the old guy perspective of it, you know, it just offers safety. But to answer your question, there are times where you see them blue backing down there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really biting.
Are there times when you shut the lights off and you think they come to the boat better?
I never shut the lights off. I can't answer that. It's just the whole safety thing. And, you know, it's just.
The sun goes down and the lights come on. And pretty much, I think Brian and I are the same with that.
Safety first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup, right, Corey? Man, it's so much fun being in the studio with these three and the American Angler, and so much fun. And if you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, the only way to reach us via the phone. And to text us, only one way to do that. You go to the app, free download, super easy. I know a ton of people that listen during the week. And you can only do that through the app, too.
Absolutely.
It's a free download, super easy. But there's a tab right there that says text the show. You can text us. One lucky winner today. We're going to have we'll have Lori do it. Flip the prize coin.
All right.
And that'll one lucky prize is going to go to a text or a caller. And it's going to be super cool. 5 lures, okay, from the AFCO Blue Fever series. And there's a I have fished a couple of these.
Sure,
and
they're good lures.
They work very, very well.
Yeah.
And you can go see them at the show. They have them on display at the AFCO booth at the PCS show. The swimmer is probably my favorite.
Is it?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So the swimmer, the cross, is a crossbreed.
Crossbreed, yeah.
The digger, there's a jerkbait, and the hybrid, it's like a jigging spin.
Yeah. Kind so you're going to get one of each of those, and they're good.
I mean, it's a pretty good darn prize.
Top-of-the-line lures. So, hey, before we take a break, let's talk to the boss, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. You got Brian and Lori on there?
Brian, Lori, and Ray. We have the whole team.
Oh, my God. So you already got an update on the bluefin?
Well, give it to us.
Well, Aliar was, you know, he had rough weather going out Thursday. He didn't get to the area he wanted to get to till 3 in the morning. He pretty quick got on a nice school, and he got 9 fish out of it, 80 to 130 pounds.
Ooh.
And then after daylight, he had 2 good schools in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. None of them would bite. One of them stuck around the boat for 10 minutes. It wouldn't bite the kite, wouldn't bite anything. He's done a ton of driving since. And he called me this morning. at 3 a.m. He had three fish that were all 100-pounders. And then after that, he felt he was really getting on the fish. He had six fish in that 40 to 60-pound class. And that's the latest report. And hopefully he's going to be on fish today and tonight. So
and
right now
improved,
he's 18 fish aboard up to 130 pounds. And that's the report. And yeah, water temperature is good, 62 to 62.4, okay?
All right. That sounds good. And you're headed to Lake El Salto, aren't you?
I'm very excited, Pete. Real excited. I know Corey's envious. Good morning, I'm Lori and Ray.
Exactly what I was going to say. I'm envious.
Yeah. Well, have a great time and catch a 12-pounder, okay?
You know what? Kathy says she's going to catch the 12. I'm going to catch a 10.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sounds good. Well, have fun, Frank, and thanks for the check on the Polaris Supreme. Appreciate that very much.
You bet. Take care.
Right. What an awesome report, man. Yeah. All right. We've got a whole show ahead of us. We're going to be right back. As I mentioned, two ways to do it. Get a hold of us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And we're giving away that cool five lures from the AFCO Blue Fever Series. And when we return, we're going to have more from the American Angler family on the Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with North Star Inflatables, at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa this year, with some of their most popular models of boats and Yamaha outboards. Owner Nick Kelly will be introducing the latest from Parker, the all-new 18-center console at the Bart Hall Show and the new 2420 Sport Cabin at the PCS Show. These are completely redesigned Parker Parker's built for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leader's inner leader. More natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And so much fun in studio.
We should have the mics on during the break sometimes.
I know.
We're talking some like old times. I mean, these These guys have been around for, we've all kind of been around for a while, except for Ray, right? How old were you when you started at this game?
You know, I was emptying the trash for Nick Cates in the New Land when I was 13 years old.
No kidding. Wow. So you've been doing it a while.
So this I was telling Brian the other day, I was like, Brian, this is my 20th year on the American Angler.
That 20th year on the American Angler.
You are, honestly, from my perspective, you're a perfect fit.
Thank you.
Ray, you so humble, yeah. Kind, and kind-hearted, just like the American Angler. I mean, you're a part of the family, Angler family.
Well, look who raised me.
Yep. Yeah. And I totally remember, so going back nostalgia a little bit, I remember you, Ray, in the Eminem Rod booth. At the Fred Hall show.
I was 13 then, too.
A little kid. Yeah. I totally remember you as clear as day, you and your dad.
Wow.
You remember Charles Hunter?
Of course I remember Charles Hunter.
We were loading bait on the receiver.
Yeah.
And me and Sam were on the Queen, and the Luann was loading bait across the way. And Charles yells over me, he goes, "Hey, Brian and Sammy." I'm like, "Hey, Charles." He goes, "This is a good pinhead here. He's a good kid." And I said, "What's your name?" He goes, "Ray." I go, "Ray, when the day you turn 18, you're hired."
Wow.
And
I had my 18th birthday on the American Angler.
No kidding. A few years later, here comes this kid walking down the dock, and it's like, "That's Ray." He goes, "I'm going to be 18.
How cool.
"Well, you're hired.
You're hired. Happy birthday. Get on the boat."
That's a great story. Pete, we didn't even mention. So you want to get a hold of us today.
Yeah.
A couple ways to do it.
There's
the
breaking
American
news.
American Angler crew up the ante, right, Corey?
Just slightly. Like a little bit.
So not only the 5 AFCO Blue Fever Series lures, but are we going to do it an additional winner?
Yeah, we're going to do a texture. We're going to flip it. And then, like Brian said, the we're going to flip, and the winner of the flip gets the AFCO lures, and the loser of the flip gets...
Well, I want to be the loser, because the loser's going to get a 2-day on the American Angler in April.
Yeah.
How about that?
One of the 2 days that you're going to be doing in April, one...
Providing the factors an opening.
Caller or texter is going to win that trip on
How
the American
cool
Angler.
Is that?
How about that? Thank you, guys. Now, appreciate your that, and somebody's going to be very excited to go fishing with you. Lori, while we're talking about nostalgia, of course... your dad, Lance Withy, you were helping him out when you were how old?
I started when I was out of high school. I started by doing the bunks. Then I was a galley helper. I did the shopping, and then I cooked.
Oh, the vagabond.
Yeah, I was terrible. I was a horrible.
You were terrible.
Come on. Well, the only way to get out of the work was to be bad at it, right?
I was nice, so that I don't know. It worked
out. Yeah. So everybody here has been doing it a long time, right?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Like Corey, I mean, geez, you started when you were. I was like late to the game at the. I think I started in Let's Talk Hookup when I was in my 30s, so I was like late to the game, right? But I was a fisherman, of course. But,
yeah.
But as far as being a professional in the business, it was like in my 30s. I feel like I was an old man at that age, right?
Crazy. No, it's all good time.
Yeah, but everybody starts. I mean, Ray starts at 13. Brian, how old were you when you started?
High school. Got my license when I was 19.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. And what about you?
I was on the bait receivers at the age of 14 or 15.
14 or 15.
Yeah, and
for the Everham
Brothers. So listen, how crazy. I mean, it's kind of silly, right? I graduated high school, and instantly from the bait barge to the EBCO. To the bait boat. Like, literally, that was my graduation.
Wow, that was your graduation present.
June of 1988.
Yeah, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I went hooping with Corey, and there was not a single boat on the entire bay. Corey was the only one hooping.
Well, there were a group of guys doing it, for sure.
A few
but
local
nothing,
Portuguese.
Nothing like
that. Yeah. It's, people don't understand that side of Corey.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like he's...
And there were a lot of 5 to 8 pounders.
I remember catching these double digit ones, and Corey would let them go, and
wow,
it was insane. And there wouldn't be a single soul
not
on
a
the
person
other.
Out there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
innovator.
It's just kind of a new wave.
Innovator.
I think
people don't know it.
Promar has helped that along, right, with all the new innovations that they've done, right? Getting it out there. All right, you want to get through, get a chance to win a 2-day trip in April on the American Angler and a set of AFCO Blue Fever lures. 213-432-1090 open right now. We have tons of texts already pouring through, but we always say your best shot is always on the phone. So let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills Calm from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Me and my buddy Chava, we are planning to go on the Angler in April, and we're pumped. And question is, do we bring a blanket and pillow like we've been the last few years?
Morning, how's it going? So you are with Chava. Is he a uncle to Josh Ingueno, who works on the New Loan?
Yes, you got that exactly right.
Josh,
talk about it.
Yeah,
no, great.
We look forward to having you guys on the boat. I think he's doing a couple trips. So, no, just don't bring anything. We've got pillows, blankets, sheets, and some guys like to bring their own blankie, but we're fully stocked with that.
The COVID era stuff is gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank God.
Yeah, watching those guys drag nasty blankets, did their blankets down the dock, I'm like, no, we're going back to blankets.
You're bringing that on our boat? and the bunk. So describe the staterooms on the American Angler for those that may have not been aboard.
So we have 12 staterooms. There's 2 and 3 man rooms, and we typically save the 2 man rooms for couples, fathers, sons,
right,
and the first people that book. And then after that, everybody's in 3 man rooms. But as you get they're double wide with closets.
Yeah,
you know, they're pretty
big. They're very spacious, and every room has a sink and
mirror,
and mm-hmm. yeah, lots of storage.
Yes,
throw your gear in there. Mm-hmm. Super comfortable.
I would say so.
Yeah, and the food, unbelievable. I mean, your chefs are pretty state of the art.
Our cook's getting married tomorrow or today.
Today
we're going.
Really?
Today. Yeah.
Come on, are you guys going?
Oh. Yeah, it's right here at the hall. So
there you go.
Oh, yeah, we're all going.
All right,
at the Portuguese home.
Yeah,
wow. He's a great guy. They all are in the galley.
Yeah,
we're proud of him.
What's his name?
Tom.
Tom.
We've got Tom. Welcome. And Javi and Chase.
Well, congratulations, Tom.
No better place to have a fisherman's wedding than the Portuguese.
All right. Hey, Hales, have a great trip in April, and maybe you'll win one here, too, today. Thanks a lot for the call. I have a great text from Mark in Canton, Ohio, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. He says, I'm planning to going on a 5 to 8 day trip in the near future. What could I expect to catch, and what is fish processing like, and recommendation?
As far as the fish catching in April, or on the 8 day, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, starting with the 5 day, between the 5 day and 8 day, I mean, we could obviously fish in bluefin and yellowtail, hopefully. But on the 8 day, we were talking about it with Brian. You know, with these last couple of years, we're definitely starting to see the trend of this slight influx of this beautiful grade, you know, 25 to 50 pound yellowfin at the rocks as well.
Wow. Which hasn't been there in a while, right?
Yeah.
It was a year-round fishery for a long time. And these springtime trips, these 8 day trips, that's what kind of trips you're talking about. We could put the anchor down up clear of the rocks, and you throw a pitch out of sardine, and there's tuna boiling. At the same time, there's yellow snake in behind the boat, and it's some of the best sport fishing I've ever seen.
It really gives me goosebumps.
I mean, it's just a killer variety, size,
yeah,
quality.
You don't know if you're going to hook a 35 pound yellowfin or if you're going to throw the surface iron and catch a 45 pound yellowtail. It's
how fun is that?
It's about as exciting as it gets.
It's good,
like the good days.
Yeah. Springtime 8 days.
So I heard, I was listening last week, Pete, and Frank called in, and he was talking about seeing that yellowfin further north than he's seen it in a long time. And
yeah.
Is that all part of it? I mean,
the guys were seeing it on the ridge coming up from the Cape just a week ago, and all the way almost up to San Pablo Point.
Wow.
Laos Rocks are a sign of it. And
this last fall was some of the most incredible good grade yellowfin around that I've seen in a long time. I mean, it was
really?
Like, it seemed like everywhere we went in the fall, it was like, here they are again, you know? Available.
You want to touch base on the fish processing?
If you book a trip for whatever boat you book, you need to take care of your fish processing as soon as you book the trip, the day that you return. So we're really stressing this right now. I just sent out an e-blast to everybody on every trip for the entire season, because people, if you get lackadaisical about it, and then September rolls around, it's chaos at the top of the dock. It's like, well, my buddy made my reservation for me, but really didn't, and there's a deck full of fish, and guys left without reservations, and it's not really the processor's fault. Think about it. There's three processors, and there's thousands of anglers,
right.
And so Mark, if you go come fishing, get your processing reservation in.
Yeah, for sure. And our sponsor, Fisherman's Processing, has a new system. Thank you, Mary Lee Ekstrom, for putting that together. They have a deal online where you book your processing, you get a confirmation back. So you know you can keep that confirmation, you know you have a reservation, you can present the confirmation, or they actually have it on the list. And so you can do it all online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And it's so easy, Pete. It's like when you book your trip. I mean, you
just go online and book fishermansprocessing.com and book your processing.
She's doing a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Alex? Alex from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two questions. First one's going to be, how do the meals work on the American Angler? And then the second question would be, is there any word about opening up Guadalupe again?
But, you know, the Guadalupe thing, that's always on everyone's wish list and bucket list. And, you know, our agents in Mexico are working on it. And, you know, as of now, I would say no. But, you know, it's on everyone's wish list. I know I got that question a few times at the show. We're, you know, everyone's doing their due diligence, and hopefully that we'll see that place.
We're dealing with the Mexican government. Yes. I mean, positive, negative, whatever it is, right? But it could happen next month. It could happen next year. It might not happen till 2-3 years from now. But that money was legitimate. Like, the money they received from permits and the revenue you brought to Ensenada, it's all, like, positive and carries validity with it,
and
you know?
A lot of it, you know, we always hear, oh, it's the election year, and we're going to see who's going to be elected in office. So it's political for sure.
Yeah.
And as far as the meals?
So basically meals are included, ticket price. And so breakfast and lunch and dinner, just depending on fishing schedule, basically, as far as that goes.
And the pastries in between and the pizza that comes out. And
sushi. Now, Ray, you get to eat a lot of meals on the American Angler. What are some of the favorite dishes that your chef creates?
Pretty much all of them, because, like Brian always says, it's like we're spoiled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When can you just, like, sit down and just have
in, like, a five-star restaurant every day? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Spoiled.
Come on, there's got to be one thing that stands out. I mean,
I like food, Pete.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Brian, you have a standout?
Honestly, I mean, Hispanic descent, can't turn down Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Pozole.
Oh, he makes some pozole?
Oh, pozole is killer.
Oh,
I get some. Yeah, he brings it back in a bag frozen and sends it home.
Oh, my gosh.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
So Tom's got restaurant background, and so he's got some super hidden, you know.
Yeah, he's got meals
up his sleeve. So.
Yeah. It takes quite a talent to be a chef on a long-range boat, because you've got a moving platform all the time, and sometimes moving more than other times. But to be able to create what they do in those galleys, it's pretty sensational.
You know, but our cooks are fishermen. And so it's their dream job.
Yeah.
It's Javier.
They're out on the deck in the corner.
Oh, Javier stays up all night. We have to tell him to go to sleep at 3 in the morning. You got to be up in 2 hours. Because he's up in the bow doing his jigging thing and looking and handing it to all the people. And they're fishermen. So.
And that's what you want, right?
Wow. Very good. 213-432-1090 open right now. Corey, you have a good text?
I actually have
a good one here. So from Mark in L.A., my question is, what kind of electronics does the American Anglers have?
We're for, you know, fish finding electronics. Our sonars and fathometers are all for, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all Furuno.
Yeah.
And are they state-of-the-art stuff? Yeah. What's the most important device in that wheelhouse as far as electronics go?
So, I mean, safety-wise, obviously, we got the plotters and radars, but as far as fish finding goes, sonar,
fathometer. All right.
I mean, it's you can survive with one or the other, but it's that having both of them definitely makes the whole package.
It connects the dots.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we ask this a lot to captains. What's more important, the electro-stabilized binoculars or the sonar?
Oof.
Such a loaded question.
I mean, I grew up in the 750 days where we didn't have, you know, I think me and Sam on the Queen had the first pair of gyros in the fleet, and that was in 1996.
How crazy.
And we got them from the Border Patrol. They were these boxy, like, big old boxy.
Yeah.
And I remember we were big eye fishing, and Sean Trowbridge was driving the Legend.
Man, we're going back on that one.
And it was, there's a few big eye calps around, and they were just committing suicide. We were handlining them.
Big eye.
And so Sean goes, Brian, you better get in here right now. Just come as close as you can. And they're like, yeah, right. So I look at my 750s, and I'm, okay, Sean's calling us in. It's like, come on. And Sam's up in the mast with those pair of Stabies. He goes, dude, Sean's handline's too short. And I just, like, you know, 1550, put, you know.
Hammered him
and just, like, came flying in there and, the whole boat's bent over. And Sean's in the corner with the handline.
And he's shot, like, 2-8 miles away.
Yeah, and so.
I could hear him now.
So I think that the deal is there is those Stabies are able to get us in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we switch from missiles to guns and use the scanning sonar.
Totally makes sense.
500-600 feet away. So they're both just part of the whole killing game.
When you're looking at night, what's more important, the up and down or the side to side? Man, Pete's loaded with the tough ones. Well,
it's the side to side.
It's the side to side. You got to cover so much ground. You know, you're driving around at a pretty good clip, and you got to scan covering country.
You're going to miss a lot of stuff if you don't have that side scan.
Oh, yeah. There's so many times, I can't even, and Brian could probably say the same, there's so many times where you just barely clip a school going down the side, and, you know, without that thing, you would have just kept on driving.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy. For sure. I got a great text here, and it's from Dave in Anaheim. It's an interesting, and I can kind of relate to this text here. He says, I'm getting up there in age a little and don't always want to target big fish. Do you ever break away from the bigger fish to get some smaller grade fish, say 30 to 60 pounds? That's more my speed. I like that.
We like to fish for whatever.
Fish whatever's available.
So, like, okay. People are asking, like, on your 10 days, do you target big ones? It's like, if there's big ones to be caught, we're targeting big.
Sure.
But we're in the entertainment business, and a lot of what helps us entertain people is having bent rods and people getting bites.
Right.
So whatever's biting, that's what we're fishing for.
And typically on those 8-day trips, you're going to target like a variety of fish, right? A
variety.
That's the thing. If you go in on a bluefin hunt, you're going to target bigger fish, right? Mostly.
But you don't know, right?
Yeah, there might be 40-pounders in that school. It might be 140-pounders.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for something maybe that's a little more variety, where you can kind of, well, I think I'm going to fish this one. Go on an 8-day in kind of the fall or something, you think? Or
you know, there's definitely some of the charter boats that, like, specifically want to target big ones and cows and this and that. It's like, me and Ray, we're carrying, you know, 24 to 30 people on the boat. I like to have the boat sideways and people getting bites.
Right.
Myself.
Just finding fish.
Finding fish and everybody having a good time. I would rather see 28 people catching a 40-50 pounder than one guy taking a picture with a 150 pounder and 27 people like, ooh, I wish that was me.
Stopping the boat and how to everybody have equal opportunities the best, at least in my opinion, you know what I mean? Versus that one situation where you're drifting with that thing up in the sky and one guy's holding the rod and everyone's staring at him.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot more enjoyable.
You want to catch fish for everybody.
Just like Brian was saying, we're in the entertainment business.
Yeah, you truly are, for sure. So well said. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're in studio with the American Angler family, and we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places, in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Kate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio with the American Angler family. And if you want to join us, you're definitely going to want to, because we're giving away not only five Blue Fever lures from Africa, which are super cool, but even cooler, we're giving away a two-day trip on American Angler in April. A two-day, Pete.
So two-day cool. In April.
And so to participate, give us a call, 213-432-1090. There is one open line for you right now. Or you can text us via the app, and there must be 150 texts.
Yeah,
so,
already.
Sir. But one open line.
One open line. You want to go? 213-432-1090. Dana and OB had a great text. Speaking of which, he said, I had an incredible learning experience years ago on a three-day trip in April. All I can say is go see Rick and get some AFCO gear, get some good boots, and be ready for anything because you're going to fish hard in any type of conditions. So that's true. Those April trips can be, last year you guys were getting them, right?
I think his test, man, it could be very chilly.
Yeah.
Very cold. I mean, the ambient water temperature, you heard Frank say, was 62 degrees. And so when it's blowing 14 knots, off the water,
yeah.
The ambient water is 62 degrees. It's chilly.
It's chilly.
It's chilly.
So be ready for it.
It's dress warm.
Yeah. Because it's still early spring.
It's springtime.
Right.
And, you know,
not the middle of the summer.
2 o'clock in the morning is very chilly.
Yeah. No kidding. So, yeah, dress warm, but you can catch a lot of fish, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Is most of that April, May stuff going to be a nighttime fish?
For Ray, he's probably hoping so, but for me, I'm hoping it's all daytime.
I like your style, man.
He says that.
Sunglasses and all that.
Yeah. But I enjoy sleep just as much as he does, too. So.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it's just a different experience, unique experience for the newcomer. So.
For sure. All right. Well, Corey, you said you have a great text, too, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of along the lines of, let's see here. Great show, guys. Speaking of nostalgia, for Brian, who built the American Angler, and who did you purchase it from? And anxious to book a trip on the great boat. And that comes from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
So, Jeff, it's a Bill Pool boat. And so there's a lot of pool boats down here, the Spirit of Adventure, obviously Royal Polaris, Polaris Supreme.
Similar hulls or?
Our sister ships are the Royal Star, Polaris Supreme, New Seaforth, and Dolphin. We're all the
New Seaforth and Dolphin
we're
are
all the same hull.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're so out of the water because they don't have much gear on the boat. And so, you know, we're sinking more in the water. So Polaris Supreme was the first of the long-range boats in our sister ships to be born. And our boat was built by Dan Sansom, who previously owned the Nila Wan, and was built side by each with the Royal Star that was built by Ted Dunn, had a lot to do with it, and Frank Lopresti.
Wow. So the Star and the Angler were built at the same time.
At the same time.
Wow.
At the same time. And so,
at the pool boatyard right here in San Diego.
Down there in South Bay.
Yeah.
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 And so Bill Poole had these exceptional, like, marine architects, Todd Chafee working for him, and the Royal Polaris was like the first like big long range boat that was built, and still to this day it's the most beautiful boat out there. And the reason being is it was built in a tomato field down there at Chula Vista.
No kidding.
So now all the boat yards, you know, you're standing right next to the boat 40 feet away or 30 feet away, well, that looks good, but back then the marine architect used to be able to go 200 yards away and hold up his thumb and go, ah, that's a little too much angle, bring it up here, this and that. And that's why, to this day, the Royal Polaris is the pride of the fleet. You know, you're fishing by that boat, and it's like, that boat goes by, it's like, oh my God, look how beautiful that thing is, and state-of-the-art. And
amazing.
Crazy stories.
All that. So.
Like where they're, I'll bet that tomato feels all condos and houses now, huh?
Concrete.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Rock Cod Rick's on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Everybody, Brian, Lori, and Ray, and Corey, Pete, how's it going, boys?
Hey, everything's morning, great. How's everything going at the PCS show, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show?
It's awesome. I mean, last year was my first year to get to experience the PCS show, and we loved it. You know, we raved about how it was a really cool atmosphere, and it was very saltwater sport fishing focused, and we had a great time, and it was successful for us in terms of sales and things, so we were very excited for this year, but we didn't anticipate how good it was going to be. The show is, it's off the charts. I mean, we're having a fantastic show. Every customer that we've had over the years and friends and buds are all here, and there's like a really cool buzz and vibe at this show. I don't know quite what it is, if it's the layout or the bands that are playing on the outside, but like everybody is just so stoked. There's smiles on everybody's faces and really cool seminars. And, you know, we think that we have tremendous sales, and then you hear about all the other sales from all the other vendors, and they're all doing the same thing. It's just it's awesome, man. It's going really, really good. We're having a blast.
Oh, that's great. So what's some of the things flying off the shelf at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth?
You know, reels is always like a crazy one. You know, this is the show, and this is, you know, kind of the last big show before the season gets rolling, and you know, that's always a big one. It's very rare to get a discount on reels, especially premium reels, and that's happening at the show. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to get line put on. You know, we're just one of a lot of vendors, but we're doing, you know, a great price on the reel. And then we've got our line machine and our boys who are, you know, we like to think the best in the world at connections and Spectra and line and all that stuff. And we're winding it on right in the booth. And, you know, guys that like the colored line for jigging, we're doing that, or Max Quattro or whatever. You know, we're kind of taking care of all that. And some really good deals on surface iron. Seaguar fluorocarbon is buy two, get one free. And then up here, when you get three spools, you go to the Seaguar booth, and they give you one of those really cool, you know, leader keepers for your spools of line. And it's just rad, man. We're having a great time.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And I know that if you buy Shimano reel, you take it to the Power Pro booth, and they'll put Power Pro on it for you, too, the top-of-the-line Spectra. So that's kind of
they're
nice
doing a really cool thing, too, where, you know, they'll fill your reel to an appropriate length with regular Power Pro. If you buy a Talica or Trinidad, they're going to put Max Quattro on regardless.
Wow.
But say, you know, say you want to save a few bucks and you want to get a really good reel that's not crazy expensive, and you opt for a Torium or a Speedmaster. If you would like to upgrade to their premium Spectra, or if your reel holds a ton of line, I think they give you a bunch for free, 300 yards or something like that. If you want it topped off and you want more, if you make a $10 donation to CCA, they'll fill it with whatever type of line they have. If you want Depth Hunter offshore, if you want Max Quattro, if you just want max yardage, you throw them $10 that is just a straight donation to CCA, and the Shimano guys will fill it up the rest of the way. I thought it was a really cool promotion.
Whoa, what a great promotion that is. And, yeah, Dave Pfeiffer, the president, was there, and I know Walter and all the chiefs from back east were there at the Shimano booth this week. Of course, all the reps and stuff, they have all the latest and greatest from Shimano and the Shimano booth, the jigging stuff. I mean, there's a lot of guys there. Benny Ortiz is there teaching people how to use their new rods and reels for jigging in the Shimano booth. That's cool. I was there on Thursday, and some of the things I got. First, when you walk in, you see the West Coast Marine booth and Benny Florentino's brand new boat, the Camus boat.
You're kidding.
It's right there. Oh, my God. What a beautiful boat.
I can't wait to see
it. Oh, man. It's quite something. Yeah. And then they have the brand new, this is the debut of the 2420 Parker, cabin Parker with twin 200s on it. Beautiful boat. Really nice. And they have 25s and stuff. So Nick is there with all the Parker boats and Camus boats there. I know a lot of the long range boats were there. You guys were there this past weekend, and I know Searcher is there, and the crew from the Searcher is there. I know Independence is there. Paulina's there, right?
She's lovely.
Intrepid's there, yeah. Katmai Lodge is there. Palmas de Cortez, go see Eddie and Dante in the Van Warmer booth, and go book our 30th annual Let's Talk Hookup trip in October. So you can book that with Eddie either this year or next year.
Are there openings?
You know, there might be an opening or two for this October. Yeah. Of course, Valerie was there with Queen Charlotte Safaris, just super busy and doing great. And then one thing I saw that really impressed me this year was the new Ray Marine electronic gear at the Johnson Hicks Marine booth in there, in the hangar. That new Ray Marine stuff is not the old Ray Marine that we've seen before. This is totally new. They were purchased by FLIR, and of course FLIR is like huge money a company, and they put a lot of money into this new series of Ray Marine. Super fast, easy touchscreen. It has actually a mouse on the front of the unit that it makes it so easy to use. So if you get a chance and you're looking in the Marine Electronics division, go by the Ray Marine, the Johnson Hex booth, and check out that new Marine beer. But like you say, Ricky, there's so. I feel bad because I'm missing so many other people that are there, the Seaguar booth and everything. That so many other people, and don't forget the Rollo booth too. They're doing the rod thing there too. I know we're going to hear from Mike Lum later in the show about the last 2 days of that special Rollo rod giveaway. So lots of stuff to get. Have you been able to get out of your booth and really see the show, Rick?
We're running down the list of all the people who are there. I was just gonna tell you, man, just save your breath. Everybody's here. I mean, everybody. It's really well done. And you know, fortunately, unfortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, we anticipated yesterday being the slower day. You know, you always get the opening day hype, and then there's usually a lull the next day. Well, that was not the case. So I have not seen much of the show. I got to go through the hangar building a little bit yesterday. But that was about it. You know, we have not had much other than, you know, maybe walking a customer or a friend over to see a manufacturer because we both had a question on a reel. You know, we've done a little bit of that, but not much. But I'm definitely looking forward to today. We've got some reinforcements. You know, our Ray from the tackle store is coming up today to add an extra body to our crew. It was that kind of busy. So we're really stoked and pumped. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And the deals are killer. And we're in the Los Alamitos building, which is where most of the sport fishing people are at, and it's just the whole building's got such a cool vibe. Everybody's there, all your favorite boats and captains and crews and all the tackle, and it's just a rad buzz. And yeah, we're pumped for another day, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the friends and buds and Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and yeah, seeing everybody when they come up.
Yeah, for sure. And I failed to mention the Gamakatsu deal too, isn't it? Buy two get one free on Gamakatsu at some.
They do such a good job. They have freebies at the booth, plus they're displaying everything. Ted from the Gamakatsu is down there, and I saw Rick yesterday as well. They were cranking.
Yeah, no, this. I mean, like you say, everybody's there. You'll see people that you haven't seen in several years, which is really, really cool. It's the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. They used to call it a festival. It's now a tackle, boat, and travel show because there's so much travel and entertainment there. Great bands, great food. It's a really great family event. Beautiful weekend to go there at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Easy to find right off the 55 freeway. Tons of parking for 12.
$12, which is a bargain these days when it comes to parking and great admission and go see it. And I spent 5 or 6 hours there on Thursday, and then I came home and I thought, well, I missed this. You could literally spend 2 full days there and not see everything.
I'll leave you with this last one in terms of how busy it was. And, you know, we prepare very hard for these shows. We have a lot of meetings. We have our whole crew, and, you know, we strategize on what the inventory level that we should bring is like. And I was really proud of Brandon and Brawla for their new, you know, lure company, that Two Fish Jig. We brought what we assumed was the appropriate amount of lures to last, you know, for the week, for the entire show. And day one in the afternoon, Brandon was freaking out on the phone with the boys. They're like, we literally need to pour more lures. They went home the first night, got 100% of their inventory that they have completely, like all of their backstop. And we've gone through half of that yesterday. So it's wild. There's really good deals to be had, and there's a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm just really looking forward to all of our customers coming up and saying hi and enjoying a great day. And it's not just the sales. It's all the great seminars and things for kids and the reptile displays. And Wyatt and Dallas and Waylon are coming up, and we're going to do the trout pond this afternoon. And they're just cool stuff. We're really looking forward to it. And it was a great day. And I'm enjoying the show, and American Angler crew, I'm so bummed that I'm not there. That's about my favorite people on the show. And yeah, great time, everybody. Look forward to seeing you all later on.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Lori, did you go hold the snakes and the crocodiles?
I did not. I missed that.
No, you missed it.
No. Rick, will you look that up for me?
Yeah, I'm sure Wyatt
you can miss me with that, too.
Yeah. I went by there and checked it out. And had them, so holy, you know, handing these snakes to these kids, and the kids were, like, pretty cool about it, man. I was like, I don't want nothing to do with that stuff, right? Hey, Rick, have a great time up there, and thanks for keeping us up posted on what's going on at the PCS show today, and have a great day up there. It opens at 10 o'clock.
You guys really enjoying the show. Look forward to hearing the rest of it.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back with the American Angler family. We've got fish reports and more when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, anglers. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and we are kicking off the new year with another great promotion. Bill Batson and his team have once again donated 6 amazing custom rods that you could be fishing with this season. These rods are all one of a kind and built with Rain Shadow rod blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these beautiful works of art in the Batson booth at the PCS show on March 10th. Entering the drawing is easy. When you buy 5 $10 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets, you will get one entry into the Batson Custom Rod Drawing. To purchase tickets, please email win@rollokids.org or call Tim at 951-264-7382. Our thanks go out to Batson Enterprises for once again making this promotion possible. Thank you to everyone for your support of the Rollo program, and good luck.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. tapers, and they nailed it. The G Lumis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A C guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G Lumis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G Lumis
dealer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.